News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland's annual conference is taking place this week. One of those speaking at the conference is Bridget Smythe, who is the Sydney City Architect. She leads the Sustainable Sydney 2030 to 2050 programme, which includes, amongst other things, the Sydney Metro system. Bridget, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Bridget, I know you weren't fully involved in the planning of the Sydney
Yes.
Metro, but you were involved in delivering the Sustainable Sydney project. Did it finish massively over budget? Was it delayed? Did everything go wrong for you?
I don't think there's a big infrastructure project in the world that's ever not a little over budget and a little delayed. And perhaps if we told people what they really cost, we'd never get them. But the Sydney Metro project has been a fantastic breath of air into Sydney. It is already, there's three lines under construction. One line is pretty well complete, opened a few weeks ago in Sydney. It's already a game changer. People are moving from cars and buses onto the metro, which comes every 4 minutes. Being in it is like a sci-fi experience. It's beautifully designed and it's opening up parts of the city that were really previously difficult to get to.
And the other challenge that's always thrown up at architects and planners as well, the disruption that's going to be caused is yeah. going to be tremendous. And as a result, we shouldn't do it, or we'll lodge an objection, or maybe the line should go over there and not over there. How were they managed in Sydney?
Look, the metro project was managed really well in Sydney. It was mainly an underground project with boring machines, so there was very little disruption. The light rail project, which you also have, was another story. That was 6 years in construction. There was a lot of challenges with services. It really did get up people's noses. People were very upset. It's a lot of legal action. But the day it was finished, when people wrote it, they forgot all about the pain.
Yeah, which is exactly what happens when you build the Lewis as we have here. Nobody complained about it when it was running, but the thought of it was enough. I mean, we have got one of the biggest infrastructural projects in Europe in the Dublin Port Tunnel. And I remember that being built as well. And people very worried about whether those boring machines were going to damage their houses. Nobody would turn back the clock now and say we don't need a tunnel. So why does it take so long for projects like this to embed?
Yeah, look, I think mainly you need political leadership. They're big projects. They cost a lot of money. You know, you need a brave politician who really understands that if you don't invest, business as usual is going to be harmful to the city. We had that in Sydney. We had an amazing transport minister. We have a fantastic Lord Mayor. They understood it was critical to the future and sustainability of our city. And they basically put their political careers in that. And it has paid dividends for them. Sydney's like a new city now. Because of the metro, we can do all these other things. We can create more space for people. We can plant more trees and cool the city. Without the metro, we couldn't get the space back from cars to do that.
And just finally, if $14 billion landed into your back pocket by mistake, as has happened here in recent weeks from a certain Apple judgment, what would you do with $14 billion in Sydney?
Oh, $14 billion in Sydney. We would build a extension to our light rail project from the city centre down through our health precinct and education precinct. We've already got plans. We're just waiting for the $14 billion.
You make it sound so easy, Bridget. I really do. And I'm delighted to hear that. Indeed, it is being embraced by the people of Sydney. No doubt it'll be a hot topic at the discussion at the Royal Institute of Architects Conference. Bridget Smythe, Sydney City Architect. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.